In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. The preacher is always faced with many choices on Pentecost Sunday, and I have so far always resisted talking about Peter's exclamation when they were accused of being drunk. And Peter says, "Oh, we're not drunk. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning." But I'll resist the temptation. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Luke paints a picture of words to try to describe what happened to the apostles on the first birthday of the church. So picture it in your mind's eye. Luke writes, "When the day of Pentecost had come, the disciples were all together in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability." St. Luke tells of a message understood by all, regardless of language or nationality, a universal language proclaiming the good news that God is love. He uses the image of fire, spreading, unstoppable, consuming, burning, warming, powerful. He uses the image of wind, uncontrollable, life-giving. 50 years ago, an Anglican priest by the name of J.B. Phillips wrote a little book entitled "Your God is Too Small." Some of you may remember it. And in it, he challenged us to rethink our concepts of God. And he exposed the inadequacy of many of our ideas of the divine. Phillips was following the theme of Pentecost, because Pentecost is telling us that God is bigger than we think. God is bigger than you and I think. So what we see at Pentecost is the concept of God and who makes up God's people is changing. Remember that the hearers at that first Pentecost were Jews. And at first, Christianity was nothing but a sect within Judaism. But not for long. Why? Because the Holy Spirit was at work. And as Peter and Paul and Barnabas began their work among the Gentiles, this great debate and division engulfed the early church. Because at first the church said Gentiles would have to observe certain Jewish laws in order to be Christian. But that didn't last for long. The door to the church was opened wide, and all sorts of people were accepted without first being Jewish. The traditionalists were so unhappy. And they hounded Paul throughout his ministry. But their cause was lost. Why? Because the church could not be contained in the old wineskins of Hebrew tradition. And so the church became universal because the Spirit is universal. Sometimes, unfortunately, more often than not, the church down through the ages has forgotten this truth of Pentecost and has tried to contain or define the Spirit of God. But God's Spirit, like the wind, is free to blow where it wills. that wonderful old agnostic Mark Twain once said, God made man in his image, and man has returned the favor. Don't we see that truth throughout history? Look at what the great missionary movement of the 19th century did. They learned absolutely nothing, apparently, from the early church when it tried to insist that in order to be a Christian, you first had to be a Jew. So in the 19th century, to be a Christian was equated with being European or American. Not only did we put the natives in proper dresses or shirts and ties, but their theology, their worship, and their family life had to be shaped by what Westerners believed to be proper. And you and I know that it's still going on, only with different issues. We still try to make others conform to our traditions and our cultural norms and call that Christianity. For example, there are still denominations today which say that women cannot be ordained. There are still churches today which refuse to accept gays and lesbians or transgendered persons into their fellowship. Well, you see what's happening, don't you? We still want to limit the Spirit of God. We still want to limit the Spirit of God. And the message of Pentecost is that, try as we might, we cannot contain the power of God. The Holy Spirit is always moving us to new understandings, to new ways, to new insights. And that's the gospel, and that's the good news. To have a God who is limited to us and our ways is to have a very small God indeed. And today, our world is in great need of that message, because we find ourselves beset by fear and falsehoods. We have become more and more a world of us versus them. Just this past week in Portland, Oregon, two men were killed as they tried to protect two Muslim women from a Nazi-like sympathizer, a hate-filled man spouting racist remarks. And because they came to their defense, they were slaughtered. And those men will be, I think, remembered as saints who were witnesses to the truth of God's love for everyone. The Holy Spirit does not call us to fear, but to hope. We are not called to violence, but to peace. I pray that we will open our eyes to see the work of the Spirit in the world about us, in other people, in other cultures, in other religions. I pray that we will open our hearts to the Spirit and know God's presence in our lives. Remember who you are. Remember whose you are. You are God's own people. You were sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. You are the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit, and you are called to be a blessing to others. And God is blessing you this very day, this morning. And sometimes we need to be reminded of that truth. And that's why, from time to time, I will sprinkle you with water to remind you of your baptism. But since I did that just 2 weeks ago, we're not going to do the Asperges today. Instead, I want you to do something else. I want you to stand up as you're able. Go ahead, stand up. Get some exercise here. All right. And I want you to turn to the person nearest to you. That means you may have to move around a little bit. And go back to that person. And I want you to look at them. And I want you to make the sign of the cross on his or her forehead as you say, God blesses you today and always. Amen. Okay? God blesses you today and always. Amen. Now, reverse your roles and make the sign of the cross on the other person's forehead and say, God blesses you today and always. Amen. You have received the gift of the Holy Spirit. Happy birthday.